This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump questioned the integrity of the U.S. election again on Tuesday as he made campaign stops in three states that could change the outcome of the election: Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. Trump criticized plans to allow mail-in ballots to be counted after Election Day, saying it would be, quote, inappropriate to take extra time to count the tens of millions of ballots cast by mail in his race against Democrat and former Vice President Joe Biden. While the Republican incumbent President Trump cast doubt on mail-in votes, Biden offered a message of unity in two rallies in the state of Georgia in a foray into typically Republican territory. Early voting, both by mail and in person, has surged to record highs as Americans have rushed to cast ballots in the election while seeking to avoid exposure to the coronavirus. More than 46 million ballots have already been cast. The huge volume of mail ballots could take days or even weeks to tally, meaning a winner might not be declared the night of November 3rd when polls close. Mr. Trump has repeatedly and without evidence suggested that an increase in mail voting will lead to an increase in voter fraud, although election experts say that is rare in U.S. elections. Democratic officials, activists, and voters have voiced deep concern that Mr. Trump will not accept the outcome if he loses. Biden has called that his biggest fear. Democrats are voting early in greater numbers than Republicans this year. That's according to data from the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida. Some states don't allow officials to begin counting ballots until the polls close. With a week to go, Biden leads Trump nationally by 10 percentage points, according to a Reuters poll conducted October 23rd to the 27th. VOA News. Amy Coney Barrett was formally sworn in Tuesday as justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath to the former appellate judge, who was confirmed by the U.S. Senate in a 52-48 vote late Monday. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine joined the entire Democratic caucus voting against Barrett's confirmation. Collins said she would not vote for Barrett's confirmation because of the proximity of the vote to next week's presidential election. According to the Associated Press, no other Supreme Court justice has been confirmed on a recorded vote with no support from the minority party in at least 150 years. Barrett is the third justice on the 9-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump, and it significantly tips the court's ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. The United Nations says the conflict in Afghanistan has killed and injured nearly 6,000 civilians during the first 9 months of 2020. That represents a 30% decline compared to the same period last year. The report compiled by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, or UNAMA, comes as direct peace negotiations between Afghanistan's warring parties have been underway in Qatar since September 12th, though without any progress. Just hours after the world body released its findings Tuesday, a bomb went off in Kabul, the Afghan capital, killing at least 3 civilians and injuring 10 others. UNAMA has documented 2,117 civilian deaths and 3,822 injuries from January 1st through September 30th, saying the war-ravaged country remains among the deadliest places in the world to be a civilian. A new study says U.S. police officers shoot 3 times as many unarmed black people as unarmed white people relative to their population size. The findings from researchers at University of Pennsylvania, Yale, and Drexel University College of Medicine amount to what the authors call a public health emergency. The U.S. has seen waves of protests since the killing of George Floyd in May, which became a symbol of what many say is systemic racism and abuse of African Americans by police. A lack of official data had prevented accurate estimates about the extent of the problem. The study authors mapped out the publicly available data compiled by the Washington Post to find patterns in such incidents occurring between 2015 and 2020. They look specifically at people killed by on-duty police officers during that time. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.